Welcome to a 2 week late batch of Melty Breadcast, slightly moldy from the oven, straight to your ears. This is a quickie for the week of December 6th, 2010. I'm your host, Master Chibi, and with me is a man petitioning the deletion of that accursed all-purpose reboot thread, Mikado Fox. How's it going?
We will get rid of that thread one day. Mark my words.
I don't think it's such a bad thread, but
it's probably. Because you pulsed in that thread.
Shut up.
My point is now made. Thank you.
Damn it. we could put an anime forum on Melty Bread, maybe.
Sub forum.
You know, shovel all those weeaboos in there. Keep them nice and tidy. Just stay there.
It's like 80% of our forum base.
I know. Play nice, guys. Please. Please. Or venture outside of that fun once in a while. It's nice out there.
Sometimes.
Well, once in a while. All right. First off, obvious apologies for the lack of a show for the past two freaking weeks. 2 weeks ago, we didn't have a show because we were planning to make a live show for NEC. So all of us were getting ready for NEC, blah, 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 blah. And so we decided to just put all our resources into having a live show for NEC. And then, oh crap, hold up for a second. He's going to have to edit this out, Mike. Sorry.
What are you doing?
Give me 1 second. Oh, man.
Well, it seems there's some dead time because Master Chibi has to do something. But basically, this is going to be a huge recap show of NEC. For all of you who went and know how great it was, thank you for coming out. Thank you for snowboarding the scene. Thank you for not letting me blow my voice out, because I believe the last year around this time, I came back from NEC. And for a week, I had a fever. Mm-hmm. It was a really bad fever. And I had to go to classes for finals week. So it was a give and take. NEC was great, but I could have gone without the long week of being sick. That was a really bad week.
That's what happened to me this year.
But you're not as sick as I was.
No, I'm not sick as you were, but
it's still bad.
Yeah, it's getting there. But all right, my apologies for that. I had to step out for a second. But where are we at this point? Did we blame Dippy yet?
No, but we could do it now.
Okay, yeah. The show was supposed to have an NEC. Completely Dippy's fault. 1,000,000% Kumo Hands sponsored. By no means was it our fault whatsoever. It was completely Dippy. I don't know exactly what the reason was. I believe it had something to do with the webcam or not the webcam, or something kept crashing.
I don't remember.
I don't have a clue, but we sat down. We were all hype, I think, after the team finals or grand finals or something like that, and then nothing worked, and like, okay, screw it, this isn't gonna happen.
So. Yeah, I think you right after teams was over, I went up with Generic and like a whole bunch of people to like hang out for a bit, and Generic's like, oh, I got alcohol. I was like, oh, sweet, I want a drink. Like, you drank for like 20 minutes, and you're texting me like, okay, we need to start now, and I'm just like,
right, just get it over with.
Yeah, so like I drink like two shots of oh, Generic's going to kill me for not remembering the name. I'm sorry, Generic, but if Generic Superhero would please post up the
alcohol. Generic brand alcohol.
It wasn't generic. It was like a 30, 40 bottle of something that was really good. Not like the cheap vodka plastic bottle nonsense you buy for like $10 and get like half a gallon. Ugh.
I had Honeymoon. I love that shit. Honeymoon is good, but I think they're doing Blue Moon now.
Yeah.
Because it's seasonal, so.
But Blue Moon's out all the time, though. It's out the whole season. It's just that it comes out more often during, like, winter, I believe. Winter and fall.
Right. What I want, Honeymoon.
Well, one day.
One day. But that's pretty much what happened with NEC. So direct all forms of negativity towards Dippy, because he's used to it by now. Please. With that out of the way, we're just gonna take this episode to make a quick recap of what happened in NEC, you know, tournament results, highlights, that type of thing. And then we're gonna talk a little bit about what we've got planned for the show in the upcoming weeks, you know, some good stuff. But basically, looking at the results for NEC, nothing completely out of the ordinary for teams. We had your team, Mike, which was you and Genetic Superhero, take first place.
Yay, thank you, Joe.
Hooray. And then we had second place was Past the Knife, which was actually Zalar and Rokunaya, and Rokunaya being a newer member of the community. Zalar coming out of nowhere, apparently. He literally called me, like, I think 10 or 15 minutes before we were going to start, and he's like, yeah, we're on the way there. And I'm like, oh, okay, you want me to enter you in teams? Sure, sure, sure. And he said, you want to team one with Rokunaya? Oh, yeah, okay, whatever. Doesn't matter, you know. And then he goes to make second. We'll talk more about that later. Yeah. And then third, oh, God, you're such a freaking schmuck, LK. Marissa, heart, heart, heart. Alice, heart, heart, heart.
You didn't have to say the whole thing. No, I bet LK's smiling, that stupid-ass smile he does.
I have to broadcast the stupidity of the choices LK has for team names. I can't stand them.
It's only good because, like, he's the only one who does it. Like, if people copied the stupid-ass, like, you know, symbols and team names and making people say it, then we'd have a problem, because I don't want any of that.
Less than three. That team, I believe, was LK and Tonberry. And then fourth place was Aunt Jemima's Oreos, which was Brandino and...
Four.
Fifth was Family Outing, which was, I believe, Comital and somebody else?
Eric,
okay. That was a tie for fifth. Endless Rage, which is Belle and Nas. And then rounding it off at the end, we have seventh was Fence Building Robots. I don't have a clue who the hell that was.
That was Mind Game and Tone.
Okay. That name makes no sense.
Mind Game came up with it because Dippy bugged me to bug them to come up with a team name. And I was like, dude, I'm shouting matches and trying to play matches. Don't make me do more stuff.
Okay, building robot, fence wielding robots. And then the other seventh place was We Like Fuck.
I think that was Reza and Lobster Luckus, but I'm pretty sure Reza came up with that name because it's fucking gay.
I've never heard of Lobster Luckus either. Is he somebody new? Or
no, he's been around the Virginia, Maryland, melty scene for a little bit.
Okay.
Like, he's solid. Like, he's pretty much known for DPing on reaction to people moving. This isn't like one of those psychic DP. It's one of those reaction DPs. Like, oh, I see you moving. Ah, get out there.
Like blank. Oh, DP.
Yep.
Damn it. And then we've got a whole bunch of other people in past seventh, but good for them.
All right. They don't matter.
Yeah, and then we'll run right into singles. Singles was first place was Lord Knight, hooray, whatever. Second place, Tom Barry, surprise. Third place, Generic Superhero. Fourth, Brandino. Fifth, Mion Sonozaki.
Just say Bell, goddammit.
Bell, goddammit. Tie for fifth, Nas. Seventh, Lord Pang Tony.
I'm sorry, OPT. Dippy is the one who wrote that in the bracket, not me. I didn't write that in the bracket.
I like that better. It sounds like he's a Chinese-Italian mafia or something. And then also the seventh was four. Oh, and there's people in ninth, like you, but they don't.
They don't. I don't matter, no.
Which means I didn't make ninth. Hooray. Wait.
Oh. You're not supposed to hurry that.
I'm not supposed to hurry that. Ninth is a good goal, maybe.
No, it's not. No.
In this type of tournament, no.
No, it's not. No.
No, it's.
If you're not top three, then you don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion.
That's right. That's his opinion, mind you.
My opinion is right.
Top 8. I like top 8. Top 8 is important, but I guess sometimes it's not. But
Sometimes.
So that's the results we have for singles and teams. And really, that's going to lead us right into the freaking highlights of the tournament. And first and foremost, which pretty much shocked everybody that was there outside of myself and Rokunaya, was fucking Zaylar in the team tourney. Half of it was Zaylar just clearing through everybody. And me personally knowing that he hasn't touched a game in like probably several months. And I mean that as in hasn't sat down in training mode, hasn't practiced setups, you know, nothing.
Since Evo?
Probably a little bit since Evo. So he hasn't touched the game at all. Every time we hang out, it's just like, oh, let's play Scott Pilgrim, or let's play, you know, the Tomb Raider co-op game. We played co-op games because we were just sick of melting. And then he comes in and he's like, oh, hey, guys, oh, let me just get second place in teams for everybody. Like, okay.
Thanks for your money.
Yeah, sure, no problem. I'm going to use it I actually can't make this joke because I haven't explained the second part yet. The other half being that Zaylar has the most rugged, manliest beard in all of the Melty Blood community at this moment.
He is the only one with the only manly beard in this community.
yeah, pretty much. He's got that neck beard going and it's not stopping. And
think of it like a Santa Claus beard, but if it wasn't kempt as well. Not to say that it's like, you know, Zaylar doesn't clean himself. It's just to say, like, it probably grows out more wily than it really should.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure there's a couple birds living in his beard without him knowing. Something like that.
Pretty sure I saw one flying around when I was young. And I'm like, what the fuck was that?
Oh, it's a bluebird. Oh, man. But, yes, Zaylar came out of nowhere. Now, I always say this because he does stuff in tournament that I never see him do when I play him. And then he does stuff in tournament that he does against me, and I'm like, oh, my God, you can get out of that so easy. You know, it's something that you kind of, like, laugh at. But that's probably the biggest highlight of team tourney, at least. He had to leave early on Sunday, so he didn't actually get to play. He did get to play in singles, but I think he just knocked out Kamido and left.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you get for watching anime. Bye.
That's where I get trolled, call me at all. Yo, he was so mad about that too. He was
salty.
Yeah, he came up to me like, yo, Zaylar won. And then I come up, I'm like, yo, call me at all, where did Zaylar go? He said he had to leave after he beat me. I was like, well, don't be a scrub.
Think about what you've done, damn it.
Seriously, stop watching so much goddamn anime and you'll be fine.
But yeah, it's definitely one of those what if Zaylar had stayed for singles question.
He probably would have did really good, in my opinion.
Yeah, because when I say he did good in like in team tournament, he knocked out Kashif
being Tonberry.
Tonberry, my bad. Twice.
And Lord Knight.
And Lord Knight.
Twice.
I think, didn't Rokunaya beat Lord Knight the first time and then Tonberry had to play Zaylar? Or did he knock them both out?
I want to give Zaylar all the credit and say that he carried his team all the way up to grand finals. Yeah, I want to say that. Yeah, I'm done being nice. Yeah, I think it was just Zaylar and Roku was just like wearing people down by like, yeah, I'm going to hit you a couple of times to make you not think. Yeah. Right. All right, cool. Yeah.
I mean, Roku definitely had his moments, and I know he won a game or two, but like.
He beat me.
All right.
Yeah, I'm still mad about that.
Right, but it was pretty much like he beat Tonberry and put him into losers, and then they played again after they tried to get out of losers, and they beat him again. Like, he beat them again. So it wasn't. Yeah. It's definitely like, what if Zaylar had stayed, the result might have been much more different, possibly.
Possibly. But I still think he would have placed maybe top 8.
I definitely think he would have placed top 8. Looking at top 8, I mean, it depends on who he would have gone up against, like.
Yeah, like I'd have to look at the bracket again just to be like, oh, what if he had to play here? And you just
Right.
like scroll through here, like, oh, he would have bodied this guy, this guy, this guy. Definitely you.
I got fucked over by the break, and it was
Who'd
like,
you have to play again anyway?
I forgot who I played first. Oh, I played the keyboard Ryogi first. That's another highlight. There was somebody who came in with Build 307, not a well-known member of the multiplayer community, but big, really, for the lack of a better word, fanatic for Arcana Heart. He came for Arcana Heart 3, but he entered Melty, and him and his friend came from Canada, and his friend wired a USB keyboard to play on the PS2.
Yep. He
And
used a keyboard to play PS2 Melty Blood.
he was actually decent. It wasn't like one of those cases like, oh yeah, I play at home. I mean, whatever, but I mean seven characters and because I could do the bread and butter. Like, no, his Atriogi was actually really decent, and like I lost one game to him, and like I actually had to be like, holy shit, I might actually lose to this guy. So there was another highlight to point out, but freaking, there was that the keyboard play. I don't, you know what? I can't even understand how do you wire a keyboard?
I think it's you have to wire the buttons and the directions from the PCB onto the keyboard keys that you want mapped. So like you know how you would have WASD and then maybe like you have a numpad for like A B C D E. I think that's what he did. He just mapped like not WASD precisely, but some mapping on the keyboard so that way he could play like he was playing on the keyboard at home.
It's crazy. So now we have stick players, we have pad players, and we have keyboard players.
Isn't he the only one?
I don't know. No, there was, remember that one guy at Kira's house who modded his control?
All right. That guy
Like,
wasn't very good.
regardless, he's still paying keyboard. And like, there are actual people on SRK who will have like keyboard sticks now. Like
Oh yeah.
they get rid of the stick altogether, and you just have four buttons
Buttons.
or five buttons that like mimic the arrow keys on the keyboard. But Christ. Oh, the other thing, and I this was actually bothering me since like last year. If we look at the NEC video that Ridley made from last year, there's one shot where there's this guy holding a controller perpendicular. Like, if you look at a PlayStation 3 controller, your thumb goes on the directional pad, your left thumb goes on the directional pad, and your right thumb goes on the buttons. Now imagine that you're the controller, like you just literally tilt it like 90 degrees counterclockwise to your like stomach, and it showed a shot of somebody playing like that. I'm like, who the hell is that, and how the hell do you play? And I found out, unless I'm completely mistaken, I'm pretty sure it was Living Shadow.
Really?
Who plays that? And I believe he's also another Ryogi player. What the hell is with you bastards?
We're talking about Ryogi players, not like pad players.
Ryogi players, it's just like, oh, we're too special. I can't play on a normal controller. Duh, I have to have a keyboard. I have to have blah, blah, blah. But I ran off too much of a tangent. I played him, and I beat him, and then I played somebody else. I don't remember who it was. And then I had to play Joe, and of course, I have to have the curse of my stick. Then my stick fucked up before I played Joe, so I had to play on somebody else's stick.
Really?
Nothing I wanted came out, and I had like a definite plan on how to play Joe because I had played him the night before, trying to figure out how to play against me, and how I myself figuring out how to play against him, because we're pretty much like zoning the hell out of each other, and Nero, big Nero, he zones better, so
How do you play that matchup anyway?
I don't move
Really?
at all. I don't have like, and then he was running like the full moon block string I had never seen before, and I'm basically like, if I have to sit and dodge stuff all day, I'll do that, because there was a point where I was just like, oh, I'm in the corner, but I ticked out of this because he did jumps in the air and he didn't end it. I'm like, oh no, I'm gonna come down with a jump to see. Nope. Oh, he got me. And like, okay, now it's just like, run the hell away. I don't care if I have 80 seconds left. I'm gonna get like a health thing, like whatever it takes. So, I mean, like, pretty much reminiscent of me playing Czar back in like NBAC. Because it's just funny that she was better in that matchup in NBAC, but now that he has many more options in NBA, you know, with the three grooves, like it's, I would like to say it's even, but only because of it's half. And it depends on how you play too. If you play offensively, then that would help me out. But
Well,
he
you don't
did.
play offensively, so I
I
guess
don't
it's
play I'm I don't play offensively, but
right.
if the narrow player plays offensively, it would help me out.
I guess it
Like,
just boils down to player styles.
right.
All
But
right.
I lost to him, and then I lost to freaking four, and I can't stand. Like, he four got so good. His execution is like almost flawless now, and running all the stupid plant cactus shit. Like, oh, you gotta, you know, sit here and block cactus while I do four fake overheads and four fake lows in 20 seconds. Like, you know,
No, Kohaku. See, Kohaku's got some really dumb stuff off, like Cactus Oki. Like, she can make you block a block string
right.
while blocking Cactus, jump straight up, and then she can hold set four or six, so she drifts down, lands in front of you, behind you, and gets an option for a high behind you, a high in front of you, a low behind you, a low in front of you. And if you manage to block that, you still have to deal with the cactus hitting you a few more times so she can run another block string.
Barf.
Yeah, that character is really solid.
Barf, barf, barf. But forget Zala. It's ridiculous. It's so good. But yeah, I lost to those two. So, and I ended up in 17th, and it was just like, oh man. Oh well, I didn't even enter teams. It was too emo.
Teams was the day before.
Yeah.
Why didn't you enter teams?
I don't know. I have no idea what an enter teams. I'm so dissatisfied with. I'm bored with my character, but whatever. Nobody needs to hear me cutting my wrist on the fucking podcast.
No, I've heard it
Nobody
enough.
cares. Blah blah blah. Yada yada. Just me being jealous of current code, FSUE, etc. etc.
Want to do stuff that's mundane and repetitive.
Pretty much. I want to reset into my own Oki and yada yada yada. But in better highlights of NEC outside of the tournament. And actually, outside of Xalar and Ryogi players playing on different stuff, I would say, I don't know if you could call it an MVP. I would say if we had to pick an MVP, it's hard for me to decide, but it's a toss up between freaking Tonberry and Joe. But I would have to give it to Joe.
Yeah, because Joe, he played really well. Like, I remember when we were playing in the hotel rooms Friday night, he was like, all right. He was like, all right, Fox, you need to be able to beat Tonberry and LK. You got to want to win. And I'm like, what if I just want to get second place? He was like, no, you got to want to win or else we can't be teammates. I'm like, all right. Like, all right, sit down and play me for a while. We played for like, I think like an hour. And I was like, okay, I think I could be your partner. He's like, good. Now go play Kashif, being Tonberry. And like, I sit down and play Tonberry for about an hour, and I'm just like, the matches went. It came down to the last round. Like, I always got a round. He got a round. But the third round, it would be like I'd mess up somewhere, and Tonberry would just get like a knockdown and run like a million mix-ups, and I'd block everything but like two, and I just lose. I'm like, okay. Like the first set went like 10-3. The next one, no, wait, it went 10-1. Then it went 10-3. Then it went 10-5. Then I was like, okay, I think I can beat him. I just have to get that first two wins before he does, and I'll be okay. Or that first win before he does, and I'll be fine. Same thing with LK. It went like 10-3, 10-5, and then 10-5 again. Because like I played LK more, so I knew more of his stuff, and I was just like, all right, I can get out here, I can poke here, shield this,
Right.
I don't have to worry about Oki here because, he just doesn't want to respect anything, blah, blah, blah. You know, the standard stuff. And pretty much Joe is just like, Joe plays really well when he, there's like this, okay, this is going to sound really, probably really corny, but it's
just
pretty much,
it.
All right. Joe gets into the zone where he knows what he's doing. Like he become like he, like whatever he does will just work. He'll his mind just opens up and he's like, oh, okay, this will work. And it works for him. But like if he's not on, then he's just like he plays okay, but he shouldn't be playing the way he should be. Like he'll beat lesser players, but when it comes to like playing the top, the higher ranked players, it'll be a lot harder or next to impossible for him to win. So that's why he's like, okay, I need you as a teammate because you can be on at some points, or the points that you're not doing well, I should be ready by then, so we don't have to worry about anything. And that's the same way that happened in singles. Like there are points where he's not doing well, but he'll pick it up at the end, and then he's like, okay, I could do this. I could beat almost anybody now, and he'll just be on. So that's
Bring
why I
it.
Say Joe's like probably one of the best players.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We'll give Joe the MVP title of NEC. So for being MVP Joe, you get absolutely nothing. Congrats.
No, he got first place money in teams, and he got third place money in singles.
I meant like from us.
Oh no, he.
I'll give you a high five.
We hugged because we won. He was like, okay, good shit, you won. All right, I got to hug you now before we get the money.
What'd you spend the money on?
And when he handed me
getting
the money.
Back. Wait, you needed the money.
Yo, I was so broke. I was like, okay, Joe, I'm not going to lie to you. We need to win because I'm broke right now. I can get home, but I won't be able to get food, pay for a hotel room, enter singles. No, I could enter singles, but that would have been it. I wouldn't have been able to do anything else that weekend. So I was like, yes, you won. And then when you handed Joe the money, no, you handed me the money.
Yeah.
And then I handed it to Joe, and I was like, yeah, I should hand it to you because, you're Asian. He's like, because I'm Asian? He's like, fuck you, dude. You can't say that. I'm like, why? It's like, that's because it makes it racist? He's like, yeah. And I was like, okay, whatever. But all in all, that weekend was... NEC weekend was really hype. I just wish like a few more people could have made it, just because they're good players, or they're good to be around as like the hangout and stuff.
Right. More what ifs, perhaps, but
too many what ifs. Yeah. Damn you!
In other highlights, I think sometime after singles finished, or right after singles finished on Sunday, Four's aunt came and brought him a cake because I believe it was his birthday this Monday or Tuesday. And I walked into his room with the intent of playing Meltdown. I'm like, oh, look, it's cake in his room. Can I have some? Oh, yeah, my aunt brought it. It's just for my birthday. And he's like, oh, the cake's not really good, though. I'm like, yeah, but it's free. He's like, yeah, you're right.
Go ahead.
So... cake for cake, good way to round off singles on Sunday. Nothing of LK's actually got ran. That 5-on-5, the NJ dollar sign stuff, that 20-on-20 craziness, none of that got ran because I think we pretty much took all the time to get what we needed to get run. So what else? Outside of NEC or in NEC, there was the godlike dinner on Friday. Then we had the Popeyes run on Saturday.
Oh yeah.
And then the best part, and you weren't here for this, was. On Sunday, or maybe you were, I'm not sure. I was part of one of the three rooms that Satome Kaneda had booked for NEC. It was pretty much like if you played Super, it was the place to go for Super for one of the rooms, and the other room was like, the poverty Satome usually brought. And then the third one was sleeping, which is where I stayed, of course. And everybody got hungry at like, I think 11 o'clock at night on Sunday, and I'm like, okay, we need to go somewhere to eat. And Spooky's, whoever was like, oh, let's go to dining, like, oh, let's all do a freaking 25, 30 man diner run, And Spooky's like, nah, man, it's just gonna take too long. We're gonna be there for like 45 minutes, waiting for our food. Shit's gonna get fucked up. Nah. Just order them and bring it here, or do something else. And somebody else is like, oh, we only have three people here with cars. Let's go to Wendy's. Okay, fuck it. And like Vic takes it upon himself to just take out a piece of paper and write down the orders for, I think, a good like 20 people for Wendy's.
Really?
Yeah. And he sits, okay, tell me what you want. Give me your money. Tell me what you want. Give me your money. But I'm like, I just want a small frosty. Okay, blah, blah, blah. Everybody puts down the money. After it's all said and done, all right, let's go. And like four people go in one car to Wendy's, and they go and they order, and like they're freaking out at Wendy's because it's an order for like 25, 30 people, and they're like, holy shit, and they're going crazy. And eventually, all the food gets made, and they give it to them, and then like, okay, let's go. And then as they're pulling ahead to leave the driveway, freaking Yipes was behind them with his friends. I'm not sure who it was, but I believe it was like other Empire individuals. And the Wendy's people go, just drive past it, man. We don't have anything left after the cut.
Wow.
And they recognized it was Vic.
Oh.
So everybody's eating Wendy's, like he comes back with all the food, everybody's enjoying their food, and Yikes comes in, and everyone's like, oh, Super's in the other room. Oh, cool. He's just like, so he goes into the Super room, and makes like he's playing Super for like 5, 10 minutes. He comes in, and it's like, nah, man, I came in here just to say like, oh, I'm like, mad that I got blown up at Wendy's by you guys.
Good shit, Spooky.
Oh man, Vic was just like, Vic was holding that too. He's just like, yo, if it wasn't for me, man, you guys wouldn't have got your food, and we wouldn't have blown Empire up for not getting there.
Damn. Stay free, Empire.
That was pretty damn funny. But that is pretty much the recap for NEC. As always, it's the tournament to go to for Melty Blood, in my
Yes, sir.
opinion. Where it began, where it's grown up, where it continues to grow, and Eric's embraced it and continues to embrace it.
Thank you, Biggie.
Yes, thank you to Big E. Unbelievable amount of thanks to Big E. But that's what we've got for NEC and tangents, and all for all the recap for NEC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, for the next show that we're gonna have after this one, we are trying to see if we can get we want suggestions for match vids to be analyzed, match videos to be analyzed, and we'll go through them. We'll say, oh, what this character does, what this person normally does with this character, et cetera, et cetera.
Right. I'm not sure which match vids. Are we talking like Japanese match vids? Are we talking our vids? Etc. So I'm not sure in particular. Outside of that, I gotta say, stop saying that. I need better segues, man. Segues, transitions. Outside of that, we're gonna have interviews from the people who were quote unquote top for NEC. Maybe not one by one. Maybe we'll try and do like a two people type of thing at once, but that's definitely something we want to look into. So if you got top 8 in team tourney or in singles, look out for us, because we're definitely gonna start looking out for you in terms of getting you on the show. So be ready. And I also had the idea, thanks to Zardicus actually, the idea to do internet interviews, which is basically like the, I guess, the text version of what we usually do on the show. Talking to the other people in the community that might not well be known. Are people playing? Oh, sorry about that. My mic was off. Ay, yay. Technical difficulties everywhere. Where was I? Oh, I want to do interviews for people outside of the United States, see how melty blood goes in Europe and Australia and that type of thing. So look out for that as well. Really, there's also stuff for the YouTube page that we've got going.
Yes, sir.
Psylocke is going bonkers with that. It's pretty much because they're all current codes, so like our kids are just pumping videos for those out. So if you want something to be jealous of for your freaking character, somebody else's.
Well, he's pumping out like quality videos, like quality match play, not like, every single video that comes out on Nico Video.
Right, but yeah, I mean it's he's still throwing up a good amount of vids, so I mean sometimes they're what I would call the OCV Chronicles because it usually shows one player from like a three on three team where they get raped by like that one player from the other team. So
That
it's
happened in the most recent set that Psylocke put up.
right.
Hato, the Byakuya player,
Yeah, it's just
he goes
crazy.
through a team of I'm trying to think. He goes through a team of Bad Sister, but I forgot how to pronounce his name. But it looks like Bad Sister, so that's how I'm going to pronounce it. It's Bad Sister, I believe Hagi, and I also believe. The other player's name is Boo Boo,
Boo
BU.
boo.
It's like BU.
Bopo.
I don't know. He's a Nero player. He used to be a White Lamp player, but now he's a Leo Nero player. So he goes through all three of those guys by himself in like 6 minutes.
Really?
Yes, I'll link it to you. Oh,
6 minutes?
yeah. He go. He just. I gotta show it to you. I show it to you.
That's crazy. But definitely check out our YouTube page. It's Melty Bread on YouTube. We'll link that in the thread as well. And really, do I have anything else off the top of my head?
You
But
probably don't.
no, I can't think of anything else. But the test, we definitely want to test the waters with the commentating for the video and for the match videos. And I definitely have interviews lined up for this show and for outside of it. And we're definitely gonna start. I'm gonna start putting up results for tournaments, regardless of how many people entered and all that type of stuff. So I want to make the front page bubbling and lively
SRK like, ooh.
and maybe not too SRK like,
Well, at least we'll have updates, like not
because
every day, but at least a few updates every week. So like maybe in
right
the span of a week it'll be like 5 to 10 updates as opposed to like an update every day on SRK.
outside of that I can't there are we have big events for the East Coast. I guess the closest one for Melty Blood would be Winter Brawl, which is in February, or it's in February, right?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, and then we have Final Round in March.
Yes.
And then I think everything just resets after that.
Yeah, it's one of those things where we wait to see what's the next
Right.
major that we're sitting at.
Or how the hell our game is doing, period. Oh, new console version coming out in 3 months. Okay, let's stop playing now. Like,
We'll talk more about that whenever we get news on. A console coming out if it ever will come out. But there's also AM7. This is
Oh right,
American Melty 7.
Bell bringing it back. For those of you who don't know, this American Melty is the Sessions Bell, Risa, aka Mion, whatever freaking name he has in the tournament, aka Konata, aka whatever.
AKA poverty anime name.
Yeah, aka hosting Mizumi.net and all that. Sessions he has for the weekend, randomly for Melty Blood and any other type of poverty you can get your hands on. So it's definitely games and drinking and good times. So definitely look out for that. I'd like to go to that, but we'll see what happens.
Yo, you should go. It's great. I went last year.
I know. I really want to. I would really, really want to. Hey, is there a date for it yet?
I think he already set a date. I think it's the weekend of his birthday.
Okay. So we'll see if you're in that area. I think it's so he lives in SoCal, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. If you're in the SoCal area, definitely try and stop by. If you're not, try and get there regardless. And if you can't get to that, well, you've got Final Round the week, the month after, and you've got Winter Brawl, and I'm sure there'll be other tournaments elsewhere in the United States. That's all I've got in terms of Melty. As a side shout out, I have to give a happy birthday to the game Doom. That's right. Nobody remembers Doom. I'm probably by myself here, but our technical troll on the show gave me a heads up. We're very big Doom fans. Huge Doom fans. In fact, if you're in the channel or you guys like to play Doom, let us know. We'll play freaking online. The Mizumi server actually hosts the Doom matches and all that, but the game is 17 years old today. It's not even freaking legal yet.
You had to say that?
Yes, I did. I had to.
Okay. Just checking.
Yes, I did. Yes, I no, I didn't. All right. Do you have anything else to add, Michael?
I just want to say thank you once again to everyone who came out to NEC because although it wasn't bigger than we were expecting it to be last year, it was still really hyped to have everyone there. Big numbers. Thank you for not blowing out my voice again because last year was terrible. And even this year, I didn't have a megaphone for like half the tournament, like half of singles and half of teams. I didn't have a
I had to keep
megaphone.
stealing
Yeah, because I couldn't move anywhere because I had to yell at matches. Because like I noticed when I was playing, almost no matches got like called up. And I was just like, I had to get up from my match, go over to the monitor, put in the results and be like, okay, who's next? What happened? And then like there would be four empty stations. I'm just like, I'm just thinking in my head, like, why am I doing this? I want to enjoy this tournament. And I did afterwards. It's just like during the tournament, like, I don't have time to sit down and really think about matches when I'm playing really good players. I have to worry about, like, okay, we need to finish this now so we can go get on the main stream in the other room, but we got to move this and blah, blah, blah. And yeah, this is a whole lot of work, but it's still worth it because it's NEC.
Much love, thanks, etc. to NEC. And with that being said, and Mike being done and going back to petitioning the deletion of that thread,
I won't stop you. I swear on it.
you can't stop anime, man. You just can't.
I've seen it. Yes. Trust me.
That being said, thanks for listening. We'll have something coming down really soon.
Hopefully.
Otherwise, yeah, hopefully something's coming down, or something new's coming for you guys, but we hope you enjoy it. Other than that, good night and keep mashing.